Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, March 16. Coming up, PCJ and UTEC sign agreement to bolster research and development. Motorcyclists urge to wear helmets. And Culture Minister hails late Executive Director of the JCDC, Dr. Delroy Gordon. The news in detail after the break.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal is March 31. BGLC teams will be accepting applications at tax offices in St. Anne's Bay, Mandeville, Savlamar and Montego Bay. Applicants in St. James and surrounding areas can visit the Montego Bay Tax Office on March 20 and 21 from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit bglc.gov.jm for all dates and locations, or see the press for details.
Now the news. The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ, and the University of Technology, UTEC, have signed an agreement which will result in the corporation providing $5 million to bolster research and development. $1 million will be made available through grant funding to underwrite the cost of the research projects by students at UTEC's School of Engineering. The remaining $4 million will be made available for School of Engineering students pursuing a Master of Science degree in Engineering in Renewable Energy. This money is expected to cover the full cost of tuition for the duration of the successful applicant's program of study. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley has endorsed the initiative, noting that it affirms the significance of energy security and efficiency.
At a time when we are looking more and more to renewables to fill the demand for safe energy, the demand for clean energy as part of our trust in plotting our sustainable development path, this signing today is quite timely.
Dr. Wheatley was addressing the signing ceremony for the agreement in Kingston Wednesday. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda says Jamaica is committed to expanding exports and satisfying customer demand in the United Kingdom, UK and wider European Union market. He says as a result, the ministry has embarked on a program to significantly boost exports of sweet potato to the UK through the production of United States varieties in Jamaica and the testing of melon varieties requested by buyers in the UK.
We recognize that we have to organize our exports in a more sustainable way. This involves identifying markets, training our farmers and potential exporters in international business best practices, and exposing them to the requirements of the markets in an organized way and bringing them in closer contact with the markets.
Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Stephen Wedderburn, speaking on behalf of Portfolio Minister Carl Samuda at the UK Food and Drink Exhibition at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in Kingston Thursday. The three-day event got underway on March 15 and is organized by the British High Commission. Some 30 British companies are participating in the event, as well as representatives from Jamaica, the Bahamas, Trinidad and Tobago, and Barbados. The police are appealing to motorcyclists to exercise greater caution on the roadways and to wear adequate safety gear, including a helmet. Commanding Officer of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF Traffic and Highway Division, Senior Superintendent Calvin Allen, says motorcyclists pose major challenges to their own safety and that of other road users. He says the police have continued to issue tickets to motorcyclists for not wearing helmets and for operating unregistered and unlicensed motorcycles. As part of increased enforcement efforts, the police, in conjunction with the Transport and Island Traffic Authorities, will be working to bring greater order, safety and discipline to the roads. And Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange has hailed Executive Director of the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, Dr. Delroy Gordon, as a dedicated and capable man who will be greatly missed. She says Dr. Gordon was an affable man committed to cultural development and the JCDC. The minister has also expressed condolences to the family of Dr. Gordon, noting that the nation shares in their grief. Dr. Gordon's long association with the commission dates back to 1977, when he won his first medal in the national dance competition while attending the Mount Angus All-Age School in St. Mary. 10 years later, he joined the staff of the JCDC as cultural organizer. Dr. Gordon gave 30 years of committed service to the JCDC, rising through the ranks to the post of executive director. He died on March 16 at age 55. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.